And we'll have one more, I believe, in this little series called Star Watch. How many about lost your mind with me last week when I said, let's take back the Zodiac? Amen? That was rough last week, wasn't it? Hey, if nothing else, if you know your sign, we now have told you how that sign can glorify God. Amen? Instead of believing that spooky mess. Got it? Amen? It was crazy. If you didn't get that, if you weren't here last week with that message, you can go to our website. And without me preaching it, you can go to my PowerPoint program that we have. Just use your computer, click it, it gives you all the information. It's pretty fun. I think you'll enjoy it and to check it out sometime. We're in a third message in this little series. We're looking at the glory of God in the heavens, okay? So this is going to be good today. Y'all ready? Say, I'm excited about it. Let's see what we got. We're going to let some scientists talk to us today. Yeah, people that don't even, some of them don't even believe in God. I don't know how that is. Amen? But they just know something's going on out there. Amen? So we're going to talk about it today in this message. Let's go with it, Raj. Title of today's message is called, pop it up. Where is it? It's a miracle. Can you say that with me? It's a, one more time. It's a, again, I'm not talking about some little spooky, you know, playing game kind of little miracle thing. No. I'm telling you, the heavens. By the time we get done today, you might be there already, but by the time you get done today, you're going to have to agree with me, Pastor, it's a miracle. It's a miracle what I see up there. That's crazy. All right? That's the plan today. Let's roll with it. Let's go with the message. If you're here for the first time today, I got to fix this. How many watch Monk on TV? You ever seen that show, Monk? He couldn't handle this. Man, come on. Got to have the curtain straight. Here we go. Got to make sure these are straight. How's that? There we go. Anyway, let's go with the message this morning. I'm going to break it down into stars and the sun, the earth, and the moon, and even one planet's going to get in on the praise this morning for the Lord and for the glory of the Lord. Let's start out with some scripture, Psalm 8, and then we'll keep rolling with some various scriptures. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Psalm 19. The heavens declare, say it with me, the glory of God. And the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day they utter speech, and night unto night they show his knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not what? Heard. Amen. Psalm 139. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I can't attain unto it. Whither shall I go from your spirit? Or whither shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, say it with me, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Keep going. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Keep looking. Psalm 147. He heals the broken in heart. He binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls them, say it with me, all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. That last line, say it with me. His understanding is infinite. You ready to go on a little journey with me this morning? See the greatness of your God? Come on, here we go. It's a miracle. Come on. Let's look at it. First of all, let's look at some stars. The stars. Ooh, I love this. Amen? Love looking at this stuff. See what we can find. There are so many stars, yet there is so much, much more space. I mean, you look out there, and there's billions and billions, and we're going to see it this morning. Yet there's so much more space. Well, how much space is there, preacher? Look at this one. 3 grains of sand dropped in a huge cathedral would be more closely packed with sand than space is with Did you get that? Say, wow, so much space out there. Scientists estimate that there are over 10 to the 26th power stars in the universe. Let's do a little math. That's a lot of stars. Amen? Come on. And they're just even, there's going to be more than that because their knowledge, you know, is limited. Keep looking. And each star is unique. Each star is different. Just like a what? Wow. Oh, but it all just happened by chance. No, my friend, it's a miracle. It's crazy. Now, what's that right there? Who can guess? What is it? It's our what? Okay, it's the Milky Way. That's right. Looks like a tornado, doesn't it? That's the Milky Way. Now, keep in mind, let's talk a little bit about it. Our galaxy is called the what? The Milky Way. It's made up of over 200 billion stars spread across 150,000 light years and is over 1,000 light years thick. What does that mean? It's big. Look at it. Do the math. One light year is 5.5 trillion miles. So you got to take that figure times 1,000 just to get its thickness. Wow. Here we go. Here's the shocking thing. Look at this. Inside the Milky Way, that's our solar system. That's just inside our galaxy. That's us. That's our solar system inside just the Milky Way galaxy. Wow, what an awesome God we have. Scientists estimate that there are millions of other galaxies besides the Milky Way. Say that with me. Scientists estimate that there are millions of other galaxies besides the... Oh, it just happened. You're a fool. The fool had said, no, God, you didn't do this. That's what a fool would say. Keep looking. The more astronomers learn about the origin and development of the universe, the more evidence they accumulate for the God of the Bible. Who said that? Dr. Hugh Rawls, astronomer. Okay? That's what's happening. As we have technology and telescopes get more, you know, phenomenal in what they can do. We're learning more and more and more. It's just that the evidence is mounting, that there's a great God out there. Amen? That's what's happening. It's a miracle. Keep looking. Now let's talk about the sun. How many knew the sun looked like that? What it is. What it looks like. The sun. Let's talk about the sun. Let's let the sun give God some glory this morning. Come on. Here we go. The sun's color. Let's just take that one little thought, the color. Photosynthesis releases oxygen for us to breathe. Okay? Check these facts out. If the color of the sun were what? Redder. Photosynthetic response would be insufficient. Say this with me. Preventing. You telling me if the color was just a little bit off, I mean, it will be, so I'm telling you. How about this one? If the color of the sun were bluer, photosynthetic response would be insufficient. Say this with me. Preventing. I didn't even know it was blue. Look at that. The sun's distance. If the sun were further away, the earth would be too cold for stable water cycles. Say it with me. Preventing life. If closer, the earth would be too hot for stable water cycles. Help me. Preventing life. The sun's light. If the sun's light rays were less intense, a runaway ice age would exist, preventing what? Life. Keep looking. If the sun's light rays were more intense, a runaway greenhouse effect would exist. Help me. Preventing? I'm learning something. I'm seeing it's the right color. It's the right distance. It's just like if it was any. Are you checking? Mm-hmm. You and I couldn't live. But it all just happened. How stupid. Come on. It's a miracle. Say that with me. It's a miracle that you and I on that little old spot that Rod showed us earlier. I mean, you don't feel too big when you see that little spot, do you say? You feel really tiny. And all this, somebody's holding all this together, friend. Keep looking. Let's talk a little bit about the moon. The moon, like the moon. A lot of us know, we know a little bit about the moon, especially us fishermen. I mean, those tides are controlled somehow by the moon. All right? How about gravitational interaction with the moon? If this interaction were greater, tidal effects on the oceans, atmosphere, and rotational period would produce catastrophic tidal waves, preventing what? Life. Keep looking. If this interaction of gravity were less, orbital incline or slope would cause climatic instabilities. Thus, the seasons of the year would not what? Preventing who? You. No matter where you turn, no matter where you look, it seems like all this is being held together for you. You're kidding. Boy, that should help you when you face some problems in your life. I mean, at least a star ain't hit your house. Amen? Come on. Look at it. God cares for you. Say it with me. It's a what? It's a miracle, God. Keep looking. I had to get him in on some action. Jupiter's out there going, let me up on the screen. Let me in. Let me talk about God. All right, here we go. Just one planet. I ain't got all day. Come on. This ain't a ShamWow commercial. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Jupiter. There it is. There's Jupiter. Jupiter is like a magnet. Say that with me. Jupiter is like a, one more time because I don't believe you got it. Jupiter is like a, it's so large that it pulls, that its gravity pulls meteors into it. Come to me, Mr. Meteor. Come on. Which would otherwise crash right into the earth all the time, preventing what? Life. Do you see, friend? You're without excuse. No excuse to not believe in the existence of God. No excuse. You hearing me a little bit this morning? I'm not done. Keep looking. Let's talk about the earth a little bit. Okay? Just a few things. The axis of the earth, or the tilt of the earth. Okay? There it is. The earth is tilted. Why? Pop it up. If this 23.5 degree tilt did not exist, if the earth was not tilted just like it is, temperature differences for seasons would be too extreme. Say it with me. Preventing life. Keep looking. How about the earth's crust? I never thought about the earth's crust. Look at it. Let's talk about the crust of the earth. Pop it up. Here we go. If the earth's crust were thicker than it is, there would be too much oxygen transferred from the atmosphere to the crust, resulting in not enough oxygen and therefore what? Preventing life. You mean the crust is just the right thickness like it's supposed to be? Yes, sir. How about this one? If it were thinner, volcanic and tectonic activity would be too much, resulting in ash in the atmosphere. There'd be tidal waves and earthquakes like we saw in Haiti. If the earth was just a little thinner, your whole world would be an earthquake every day. Can you believe it? It's a miracle. Unbelievable. Keep looking. How about the earth's atmosphere? Does that have something to do with me too, God? It seems like everything I've talked about today has to do with me. Yeah. I love you, God says. I made you in my image, in my likeness. Sent my son Jesus to this planet because you're a sinner and he died on the cross for you. I rose him up the third day so you could have life eternal. How'd you do it, God? How'd I do that? You ain't figured that out yet either, have you? I did it. Believe in me. You hearing me this morning? Come on. How about the atmosphere? If water vapor levels in our atmosphere were greater, a runaway greenhouse effect would develop, preventing life. If water vapor levels in our atmosphere were less, rainfall would be too meager, causing terrible drought, preventing. You mean the atmosphere and everything is just perfect so that I can live? Exactly. I'm God. I love you, he says. Amen? There's none like me. Such knowledge is too high for you little people down there. Amen? It's awesome. How about the ocean? We get to see them. They're right out here where we live. The Earth's oceans. Surely, they don't have something to do with me too, do they, God? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You matter to me. 71% of the earth is covered with water. Say that with me. 71% of the earth is covered with water. But guess what? The earth is the only planet in which water can exist as a liquid on the surface, permitting life. I guess that little old blip is pretty important, huh? The heat capacity of the oceans keep the Earth's temperature at a stable level, permitting what? Are you telling me if the oceans weren't out here, the temperature wouldn't be the right temperature and I wouldn't be able to live on this planet? Exactly. Crazy, isn't it? Wow, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. Such knowledge is too high for me. How many are feeling just like a truck hit you already with all this stuff this morning? Say, there you go. Can you imagine being from Rockingham and seeing this? Hey, I'm telling you, it's a miracle. Keep looking. We're not done. All right, get your hat on. This is tough. I had to read it several times before I got it. But I've been trying to help you before I ever got here. It seems like everything we've talked about so far is that way because of you and me. Because we're on this planet and we need to be able to live. Look at this fact. The precise values of the speed of light, the mass of protons compared to neutrons, the total quantity of hydrogen and helium, all apparently unconnected conditions which have controlled every detail of the Earth's development, seem to have been exactly programmed to one end. You. What's that mean? If you look at them separately, they have nothing to do with one another. But they have everything to do with you. That's a miracle, isn't it? It's crazy. If in the course of an experiment a scientist produced a result against odds this large, he would certainly not dismiss it as an accident. He would look for a cause. Isn't it easy to say, oh, it was just an accident, just big bang, something blew up, here we are. And so many people follow that hook, line, and sinker. God's not letting you off the hook. You'll be judged because of it. And because you're here in this service today, you'll stand before Him one day. And you will be without excuse. And say, somebody tried to tell me, and I didn't listen. You hearing me today? Say, good. This is a great God you have. He loves you to pieces. Come on. Let's look at it. Let's take this a little bit further. We must admit, just from the small things I put on the screen today, we could go on forever. It's a what? It's a miracle. But wait a minute. Keep looking. It's a miracle of God. It's a miracle of God, or it's a miracle of chance. Either way, you've got to say it's a miracle. Okay, it blew up and everything works great. That's a miracle. Or God created it and everything works great. It's a miracle. Either way, it's a what? Miracle. Keep looking. To believe that our universe was designed by God requires faith. Okay, when I look up there, must be something. Must be someone who did all this, who holds it all together. Now, when you read your Bible, you understand who that someone is, right? Matter of fact, Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, by Him all things consist. All things are held together by Jesus. That's what the Bible teaches. It's not unreasonable for you to believe in God. It's not unreasonable for you to believe what the Bible says about how you got here and how everything is held together. That is not unreasonable. Matter of fact, that's reasonable. Okay? Wouldn't you agree with that? That's reasonable. Come on. Romans 1, 20 through 23. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. I can see there's a God because of what I can see is already made. Even His eternal power and His Godhead, so that they are without what? Excuse. Because that when they knew God, God, I know You're up there. But instead, when you know there's a God, glorifying Him not as God, not being thankful, becoming vain in their imaginations, and in their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God. Like we talked last week about those star patterns. So many of those star patterns look like various things. And so many people worship what those star patterns look like instead of worshiping the God who made those star patterns. You see what I'm saying? Changing that into beast and four-footed things and creeping things. God says, I cannot believe you did that. I mean, I made all this. And you're worshiping a snake. Have you lost your mind? Yeah, but it looked like one up in the stars. You are an idiot. You hearing me today? Come on, God says, you think that's going to fly, but God, I didn't make it in because I thought it was a snake. God's going to say, you are without excuse. Listen, to believe that our universe happened by chance is unreasonable. It's not reasonable. So many people say, but wait a minute, let's reason together. It's only reasonable to think everything blew up and here it is, all together, perfect. That's not reasonable, man. Come on. I can't have an argument with somebody that thinks like that. That requires even more faith. Wait a minute. Everything blew up and now it's perfect. That's hard for me to wrap my head around that. Help me now. Follow. Come on. We're not done. We're getting going. Let's take that idea. Come on. If we decide that the first life to occur was a self-replicating cell, a little cell, the probability of spontaneous production just for the 200 enzymes needed for such a cell has been calculated at 1 in 10 to the 40,000th power. You're telling me for just one cell, the odds of that happening is 1 to the 40,000th power? Yeah. Or 1 to 10 to the 40,000th power. I'm sorry, I forgot to put 10 in there. Yeah. Just for the one cell. But wait a minute. Keep coming on with me. And by the way, you know I didn't say this. The chance then that higher life forms have emerged in this way is comparable to the chance that a tornado sweeping through a junkyard might assemble a Boeing 747 from the materials in the junkyard. Yeah. Like that. But for people like me, let's take it a step further. I like pictures. Stop. That's a tornado. That's a junkyard. The tornado hits the junkyard and makes that. Got it? Say. No. Back it up. I want to do. Wait now. The tornado hits the junkyard, and yeah, that's how we got here. It's a miracle. You'd have to admit that's a miracle, right? Say. Let's keep going with this a little further. There's the 747. Everything else is destroyed around it. Wow, look at it. Shazam. Let's learn a little bit about that plane. By the way, a Boeing 747, say it with me, has 4.5 million parts arranged in an intricate detail designed for flight. Okay, hey, keep coming. Come on. One typical human cell contains several billion molecules, proteins, DNA, RNA, arranged perfectly and designed to sustain the cell for life. But that just happened by chance. Something just blew up, and there it is. Not 4.5 million, but billions. Just inside one little what? Oh, we're not done yet. Keep going. The human brain, regardless of what you might think about yourself or somebody said about you, you have one. Okay, come on. The human brain, say it with me, has 12 billion cells. And here's the cool thing. And it's perhaps the most complex and orderly arrangement of matter in the entire universe. How many today, when you saw the stuff about the stars or the earth, or the sun, or the moon, you're going, wow, that's crazy. Oh, man, I can't believe it. God put something right inside your head that blows that out of the water. Just right there, inside of you, the brain. He loves you that much. It's crazy. Our bodies have more than 12 million nerve cells. They're linked to each other by more than 10 million connections. That's just inside of me. And I thought I was a nobody. I thought I didn't matter. No, no, you matter. God loves you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Are you crazy, man? You hearing me today? Say, what a great God. It's a miracle. Hang in here with me. In the absence of any other proof, the thumb alone, do that with me, would convince me of the existence of God. Who said that? One of the greatest scientists who ever lived, Sir Isaac Newton. Just your thumb. You can do things like that. You can pick up things. Look at that. Aren't you glad you got one of them? Say, you lose it and see if you ain't glad. You wish you'd had it back. Amen? Look at that. You can do that. You're one of the few that can ever do anything like that with your thumb. Did you know that? Say, look at that. Has a unique print. One of the greatest scientists who ever lived. He said, look, if I didn't have all that, if I just had this, it would convince me of the existence of God. I guess we are without excuse, aren't we? Say. Keep looking. It's a miracle, man. I am religiously bound not to alter one jot or tittle of what hath pleased God to write down in nature. Okay? I'm not at liberty to alter one jot or tittle of what God has written down in nature. Who said that? John Kepler. Okay? It's funny how we can look up there and we can change this and we can say that and this happened. Oh, yeah, you know how that. You know what he said? He said, I am religiously bound. I am bound to read it as I see it. Amen? And I'm telling you, what I see out there tells me there is a mighty God. I'm glad there's scientists like that that have been in our world, aren't you? The more I study, the more I'm amazed at the Creator. Louis Pasteur. I thought all scientists, they didn't believe in God. Are you crazy? The more and more and more many study over the years, the more their faith has been deepened in God and in His Word. Y'all listening? I ain't lost you, have I? My greatest discovery was not chloroform. Are you crazy? But to discover I'm a sinner and that I can be saved by the grace of God. Dr. James Simpson. Wow. Pretty smart fellow. Keep looking. God wrote the universe in the language of mathematics. Galileo. Way back in the 1500s, 1600s. He was tried and condemned for heresy by the Roman Catholic Church. Why? He was convinced that the earth was not the center, that everything traveled around the earth. There's something bigger out there. That's heresy. Don't preach it. You're tried and convicted for it, condemned for it. But he was convinced that what he was seeing and what he was doing was glorifying God, not heretical. Amen? Keep looking. This most beautiful system of sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and dominion of an intelligent and powerful being. This being governs all things, not as the soul of the world, but Lord over all. Who said that? Well, that's our buddy again. Sir Isaac Newton. Would you say it with me, guys? It's a what? Wouldn't you agree? Come on. We're going to close. Must be a ball game. He's done early. Actually, it just flows pretty well. That's a lot of stuff on the screen. Don't you feel like somebody parked up to your yard and dumped a lot of stuff in you? I mean, a lot of rocks and stuff in your yard. I mean, that's heavy, isn't it, what we've been talking about today? Dicey says it's still the ball game. You're bad. You're bad. Here we go. Come on. Hang in here with me. Let's talk a minute. Let's talk. This is important. Hone in here with me. It's a miracle. It's a miracle of God, or it's a miracle of chance. Would all of us agree with that at least? Say, it's a miracle of God, or it's a miracle of, come on, help me. It's a miracle of, or it's a miracle of chance. I'll say it again. It's a miracle of God, or it's a miracle of chance. Okay? Either way, it's a miracle. But thank God you have the Bible. I have the Bible. What's the Bible say? Okay, the Bible tells me I'm without excuse. Okay? The Bible says, oh, you're right, it's a miracle. But that miracle of chance thing ain't going to fly with God. So what have I got to do, preacher? Glad you ask. Let's look at the Bible. Faith. It does take faith in God to believe that all this happened by God. Agreed? Yes or no? It takes a belief. Wow. There must be a God. So, that's faith. To believe that there is a God who did this. Got it? Say. So, what is faith? The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. God says, faith is what it is that connects you to me. And I require it of you. Okay? You're without excuse. When you listen to preachers like Clark, or you go out on your own dock or down at the beach and look up, or you get on your computer and just Google some of this mess, you're without excuse. And the only way you can get connected to me is by, which is believing. Believing. Faith is, I believe God, period. Would you say that with me? I believe God, period. That's what faith is. I believe God, period. What about things you don't understand? I believe God, period. What about things you can't explain? I put my faith in God, period. That's what faith is. God says you must have that to be connected to me. You understand or not? Say, I'm going to do it all, he says. I'm going to create everything. And even man, I love him to death, but he sinned and fell. But I'm going to go back and fix it with my son Jesus. Understand? And the way you're going to get to me is by having faith in me and believing that I did it all and I fixed it. You understand? Say. It's called believing God. This ain't far-fetched. This ain't outlandish. Matter of fact, he says it's simple. Even a kid can do it. Child. Amen? So faith is a substance of things hoped for. You hope to go to heaven? Better have some faith. The evidence of things not seen. You want to see heaven one day? Better have some faith. That's what faith is, man. It's all about the faith. Faith in you? Yes or no? No. Faith in Gary? No. Faith in fellowship? No. Faith in my money in the offering plate? No. Faith that I'm a good person. I got lots of Sunday school buttons. I never miss. No. I do communion every month? No. I was baptized? Whatever. No. Faith in Jesus Christ. Y'all listening? Oh, it's a miracle. We're already past that. We're now, where are you at? Let's look at the next verse. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Well, there was this and it blew up and that's how it happened. Hello, that ain't the way it happened. I spoke it, it happened. Got it? Yes or no? Through faith, that's how we believe all this happened. Y'all with me so far? Well, here's the kicker. Verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can have your list as long as you want. Without faith, you can't please God. You mean, I did all this for you. And I even gave my son for you. And you won't trust me. Then you have no part of me, God says. But God's mean, that's cruel. You are a fool to think that way. God's done everything for you. Y'all hearing me today, church? So what do I need to do then, man? He that comes to God must what? That He is. And that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. He says this. All through your Bible, you'll find all kinds of stuff when you have faith in God. But this is where you start. And this is the foundation. This is what it's all about. If you'll confess with your mouth Jesus, the Bible says, and you'll believe in your heart that I raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. How about this crazy kid verse that even children understand? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You got it? So what have I got to do? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. He's done it all. You got to make the call. He's done it all. You got to make the call. I like that. Let's say it again. He's done it all. You got to make the call upon the name of the Lord. That's why I put this message together today. So you would call on the name of the Lord. Did you get it? If you haven't done that, you need to do that. If you did it and you weren't sincere, you need to do it in a sincere manner. If you have been thinking it some other way to get to heaven, you need to throw that in the trash and do it this way. Got it? Say. Let's stand up and do that. Come on. Can we do that? Stay with me. If anybody knows there's a ball game, I do. Okay, come on. This is so gazillion times more important than anything else you'll ever do in your life. Stay in here with me just a moment. We just got, boy, the Lord's heavy right on us right now. Father, thank You for this morning. Thank You for this message. Thank You for the clarity, Lord, for which You gave me today. Thank You for that. Something so complex, and You know me, Lord. I needed Your help. And You showed up. I pray for that person or persons, many of them. Today, if they died, they don't know they would go to heaven. Their sins are not forgiven. Oh, God, I pray today they would do the one thing You require. Believe in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Put their faith and trust in Him. That's my prayer, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.